Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification with me, your host, John Osipinski. Over the past 25 years, I've specialized in working with the lymphatic system, especially a lymph-brain connection, to help many problems associated with the brain and how we think and feel. There is a very strong lymph-brain connection that we have to include when we want to help how we think and feel. On today's show, I'm explaining what to expect after improving the lymphatic system with autism. When I first started working with children on the spectrum, I didn't know to tell parents that their child may have a meltdown or have a more of their symptoms for a few hours to a day after receiving their first lymphatic drainage sessions. This is due to the release of cellular waste, and, you know, it can actually scare some people away. So it's very important to know that if you're going to take your child and have some lymphatic drainage or improve their lymphatic system yourself, that they may have a little bit of, again, a detox reaction, but it doesn't last. After retiring from the New York City Fire Department, I was fortunate to learn the work of three world-renowned physicians who use their hands to release specific parts of the body to promote circulation and healing. Many of you have heard of craniosacral therapy. I also learned about visceral manipulation, so I know how to release the organs. And then what really moved me the most was lymph drainage therapy. The lymphatic system is connected to every system in the body. My book, An Undetected Acid Alkaline Imbalance, published in 2006, and my on-demand virtual course, Detox Your Lymphatic System, Boost Your Brain, Weight Loss, and Life, explain how we're filling with cellular waste due to a congested lymphatic system. Most importantly, I show you step-by-step how to improve your lymphatic system and health. In my course, I actually just put in a bonus lesson, again, because my course teaches people how to maintain their lymphatic system in the individual, in yourself. Many parents ask me, you know, how do I do it in my child? So a few months ago, I added a course where I teach you how to do 4 steps to open up the lymphatic system in a child. But this can be used in any teen or adult also, whether they're on the spectrum or not. So it's really important that we understand that we have a system that's meant to clean us, and we're ignoring it. And understanding the science how a compromised lymphatic system is allowing cellular waste to build in our body and brain, I developed body work called Lymph Practic that I use here in Scottsdale, Arizona, to help most health problems. I activate your lymphatic system over a few weeks. We reduce the buildup of cellular waste. We oxygenate your cells and help supplement them with nutrition, and your life changes. Then you learn how to maintain your lymphatic system in yourself and your child, and life gets better. So my goal is to really bring an awareness to the lymphatic system that we have to maintain this system. And no matter what your health problem, whether it's autism, Asperger's, OCD, digestion problems, skin problems, it does not matter. It's about cellular waste building in our body. If you live out of state, I coach clients on improving their lymphatic system anywhere in the world through Skype. Taking steps to improve lymph flow can benefit most health problems. It's important to understand that the brain is dependent on the lymphatic system. I've known about this since, you know, early on in my career, because we knew there were lymphatic vessels around the membranes that surround the brain. But we were always told that there were no lymphatic vessels in the brain. Well, we know that's changed. I want you to know why it's important for you to include lymphatic drainage into your plan to care for your child, teen, or adult on the spectrum. And it really doesn't matter whether, you know, when children are younger, we're trying to, you know, cure them and help them and help them think better. Then that changes, and we have to start thinking of how we have to improve quality of life in our children, how to reduce in our teens and adults, because what happens is these children have a compromised lymphatic system. So as they get older, this lymphatic system is already compromised. It continually gets compromised, and they have more anxiety, depression, aggression, skin problems, and other health problems like cancer. So we have to look at the focus. It's not just to cure. It's also about maintenance to keep them healthy so they don't get worse. That's very important. The lymphatic system maintains every system in the body. So it's really important that we just have an awareness, and most people don't. Most people don't learn about the lymphatic system until what? Until they get cancer, until they have swelling. That's really the first time we hear about it. So we have to change that. We have to start thinking about it in every problem. In 2003, I realized that most health problems are due to cellular waste building in the body or brain. In 2006, I published an undetected acid alkaline imbalance. My book explains how a compromised lymphatic system is allowing cellular waste to build in the body and brain, creating disease. In the past few years, many health problems have been linked to cellular waste. Type 2 diabetes, osteoarthritis, arterial sclerosis, anxiety, insomnia, heart failure, breast cancer, lung tumors, and many diseases that affect the brain, multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's, Huntington's, ALS, and schizophrenia. We have to start thinking about how autism can also be due to the buildup of cellular waste, limiting cognition, digestion, and creating skin problems seen in ASD. But it's really all about lack of circulation. The problem with cellular waste building up in the body or brain is that it creates blockages in circulation, like log jams in a river. When cellular waste builds in a body, it creates inflammation and acidity, which can negatively affect how the cells function. Now, I don't know if you've seen pictures. I remember as a kid seeing loggers go out on this river full of logs that are jammed up, and he'll move one or two logs, and the river will start flowing. And this is exactly what's happening in most diseases. And most people don't realize that the lymphatic system completes circulation through the body. It's a whole secondary system like your blood system, but it's a one-way river. And it has major lymph connections right in your neck. And when those become congested, then your head can back up, your thyroid, your heart, your body, and it really is a plumbing system that we have to get going. If cellular waste builds in the brain, it congests organs like the cerebellum, hippocampus, and amygdala. In autism, these organs have been found to be smaller, less volume. And this may have to do with the lymphatic system not being able to complete circulation and do detoxification in these organs where they fill with cellular waste. In 2015, researchers found lymphatic vessels in the brain. That's a direct lymph-brain connection that we can use to help the brain. In 2017, the major outflow of cerebral spinal fluid was found to be into lymphatic vessels. That means the health of the brain is dependent on a healthy flowing lymphatic system. So if you're trying to help your child, teen, or adult, and we're not including the lymphatic system, we're really not using all that we can. So activating the lymphatic system is a powerful step that can make a big difference in how your child thinks and feels. Improving the lymphatic system is similar to opening a dammed river, allowing the river to flow. Now, I have seen great change in children on the spectrum. I have seen children with ADHD downgraded. I have seen children on the spectrum of autism downgraded to ADHD. So when we start improving the lymphatic system, we make a change. Child gets a little bit better. And it really just depends on the amount of damage that's been done. Because it's really the cellular waste becomes like cement in the brain, in the body. And as it sits longer and longer, so as these children become teens, it's very hard to make a change. And again, I'm not saying that change can't be made, because I've seen little things in older children, you know, like almost a veil changing. They're more emotional. They're less aggressive. They're calmer. So it really is every stage of autism we have to think of this. So in 2006, I published an undetected acid alkaline imbalance. My book explains how a compromised lymphatic system is allowing cellular waste to build in the body and brain, creating pretty much every disease we have. And my work's been verified because in the past few years, many health problems have been linked to cellular waste, type 2 diabetes, osteoarthritis, arterial sclerosis, anxiety, insomnia, heart failure, breast cancer, lung tumors, and many diseases that affect the brain, MS, Parkinson's, Huntington's, ALS, and schizophrenia. I just want to repeat that because it's so important to understand that diseases are already being linked to this. So if cellular waste builds in the brain, it congests organs. So we have to break down that cellular waste. It's almost like a plumbing problem that we have to address. Taking supplements helps, but what really matters is manually creating circulation. When we manually create circulation, it makes it's direct. It's happening right away. When we take supplements, we're hoping these supplements get to the area and can break down cellular waste. When we take supplements and activate the lymphatic system manually, we're bringing those supplements to the area and helping to directly remove cellular waste. So the lymphatic system helps maintain every system in the body. When we improve the lymphatic system, we help more than the brain. We also help digestive and skin problems, really every problem that you may see in your child. To explain why some children on a spectrum may have a severe detox reaction, a worsening of their symptoms after a lymphatic session, and it only happens for a couple of hours to a day, we have to understand new science of acidic and toxic brain cells. And I'm talking about this with Alzheimer's. It was found in Alzheimer's, but we have to remember it's really every disease associated with the brain. Researchers have found that a misroot cause of Alzheimer's is an acidic brain cell called an astrocyte. Astrocytes provide nutrients to the nervous tissue, maintenance of extracellular ion balance, and plays a role in the repair and scarring process of the brain and spinal cord following traumatic injuries. The researchers found that when the astrocyte becomes acidic, it can no longer clean itself, and this is key. That means detoxification in the cell is compromised, the cell becomes toxic, and when the cell becomes toxic, it constricts, it starts to have, you know, acidity in it, and this starts to make pain and discomfort. When the lymph system can't clean the brain cells become acidic, then the cells can't clean. And even though I'm explaining this with autism, this is how most health problems begin, because every part of your body is made up of cells which can become acidic and toxic. So if you're having sciatic pain, it's because your cells have become toxic. If you're having digestive issues, the cells in that area have become toxic and can no longer function efficiently. So it's important to understand if we're toxic, then we need to understand detoxification. And detoxification means to remove a poison. So there is a need to improve lymphatic system detoxification, because to me, that's the most powerful way to detox the body, is to use the lymphatic system. So we have to do this in autism and most health problems. Before I tell you what you can do to, you know, reduce, you know, this detoxification and Herxheimer or detox reaction in your child, let me tell you how I can help you in my office in Scottsdale, Arizona. With sessions of lymphatic. I help most health issues from chronic pain, anxiety, depression, ADHD, Asperger's, autism, and dementia. I even help traumatic brain injuries. It's so important after any brain injury to improve the lymphatic system, to reduce the buildup of inflammation. I tune up your lymphatic system to boost your immune response and natural detoxification. You will feel more relaxed in your body and mind than you have felt in a long time. If you live outside of Arizona, contact me for lymphatic system health coaching over the phone or Skype. Check out our virtual course, Detox Your Lymphatic System, Boost Your Brain, Weight Loss, and Life. It's 7 lessons with 30 easy activities to help you understand how to help improve your lymphatic system. But remember, I also added a bonus lesson where, very simply, I show you how to hold 4 places in the body and the brain to improve the lymphatic system. And you'll see over a few short little sessions that you do on your child, they will feel better. So it's really to understand that we need to improve the lymphatic system. And my idea of lymphatic system detoxification is simple. Number one, before you bring your child in to see me, hydrate them. This is a way to reduce the detoxification. If you're dehydrated, you're going to feel lousy after a lymphatic session. Add magnesium to their diet. It helps to improve pH in the body to help improve detoxification. And Epsom salt pads make a big difference. The body. My idea of lymphatic system detoxing is a bit very different. I manually improve the lymphatic system, and it creates a change which you see, you physically see it in your child. So it's 3 or 4 weeks, and it makes a difference. You'll see. Then you come in every once in a while and just tune up your body, and you will see a difference. And in children, I try and teach the parents things they can do at home to activate the lymphatic system. So again, it's very important to help your child with new science of the lymphatic system. It will make a difference in their life. If you needed, if you want some coaching, if you need some help, if you want, you know, some information, contact me at healthylymphsystem.com. I'll gladly talk to you about this for free. Next Thursday show will be on how to help anxiety with the lymphatic system, and you know, kids with autism have anxiety. So, you know, I hope this helps you. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification with me, your host, John Ossipinski. Have a balanced and joyful life.